Howdy, I'm Adam Phillips, sitting in for Avi Arditi and Roseanne Scurble. For this week's Wordmaster, we go to the rodeo. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association is holding its national championships this week in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the culmination of hundreds of county and state rodeo competitions like this one at the Beaverhead, Montana County Fair. It's a special kind of athletics on display at the rodeo, where riders show off their cattle roping skills or struggle to stay aboard wildly bucking horses and bulls. And the rodeo air is always filled with the special words that bull riders, ropers, and steer wrestlers use to describe what they do. It's not always easy to understand what they're saying. Rodeo organizer Jack Bergeson explains, for example, that the rodeo term bulldogging has nothing to do with either bulls or dogs.
It's another word for steer wrestling. You come out of the chute, you're going full speed, and you're jumping off a horse onto a steer and try to throw it down. The steer would be the bull, basically, and dogging it would be wrestling with it and throwing it down. You know, it's a big man's event. They call timed events businessman events because, you know, you're not out there getting dirty like the roughies.
Roughies are the rodeo cowboys who take the greatest risks. They ride wild horses called broncs, or they ride horses without saddles, or they take a timed ride on bulls hand-picked for their mean tempers. Animals like that are called rank. The term breaking a horse is one well-known cowboy term for taming or training a spirited horse so that it'll accept a saddle and a rider. But one cowboy I talked to says that even horses that are ridden bareback, that is, without saddles, are fitted with what is called rigging.
It's a bareback rigging. It's a small little piece of leather, 10, 12 inches wide, and that's what these guys hang onto with one hand, and that's called a rig. And I don't know if that's so much slang, but it's a unique term.
Many times, rodeo events are based on ranching skills. For example, steer wrestling, or wrassling, as it's usually pronounced on the rodeo circuit, is an event where a steer is cornered, roped, then wrestled to the ground and immobilized. And it's often necessary on the ranch to ride wild, untamed horses in order to train them. Riding wild bulls probably began as entertainment. Whatever the animal chosen, chances are excellent that the cowboy will soon be hitting the ground himself.
There's a phrase that we like to use, it's called a dirt bath. And basically a dirt bath is when you fall off this horse or this bull, you know, you're falling quite a ways, and when you hit the ground, you took yourself a dirt bath because you're hitting that dirt pretty hard.
Rodeo work is dangerous work, and cowboys can get hurt or even killed. Bull riding, where a cowboy jumps atop a wild bull weighing 800 kilograms or more and tries to ride it for a full 7 seconds before being thrown, is especially risky. Once the rider is thrown, and he always is, he is protected by so-called rodeo clowns like Kevin Higley of Hooper, Utah, who jump into the ring to distract the animal and prevent the cowboy from being gored when the horned bull is feeling, as they say, hooky.
Hooky means, you know, he's going to come after you and he's on the fight. And look out, because he's going to try to get you and hook you out of there. So you get a guy punching his fist and punching his hand, well, this bull's going to be a little hooky. There's a pretty good chance he's going to thump somebody before he gets out of the arena. It's just getting pumped. You're going to get thumped if you don't watch what's going on. Some other things we use, you know, just pull your skirt up and get on with it. You know, the romance of the Western scene is a little different than your professional athletes you see on a lot of the football games and basketball games. We all are trying to keep ourselves in really good shape. We don't have them professional trainers. We don't have those guys that follow us around and give us, you know, oh, it's okay. You don't need to go out there today. You got to get up and just go. So get your skirt up. Let's get after it. Get to the next one, you know.
And rodeo manager Jack Bergeson and his pals say there are plenty of phrases for the tourists and other non-rodeo types who come to the rodeo just to be entertained safely.
Rookies, city slickers.
You!
Maybe it's time for me to be skinning it, that is, getting out of here, before somebody puts me on a horse. For Wordmaster, I'm Adam Phillips at the rodeo in Dillon, Montana.